Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hi, I am Randy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. Barbadians were reminded just how dangerous the job of policing could be from a report carried in the publication called The Daily News on this day, August 14, 1964, about the stabbing of three policemen in Bridgetown. The newspaper described the incident as a dramatic one that took place the day before in front of Fogarty's stores on Broad Street in the heart of the city. Apparently, a 25-year-old laborer was on the said street that morning being questioned by a police detective in relation to a report of a stolen wallet when the officer was stabbed in the neck. A former police officer who was nearby came to the servant officer's aid, but he then received stab wounds to the head. This commotion caused the crowd of shoppers as well as vendors converged on the street to scamper from the scene. The suspect fled the area, and despite his injury, the detective gave chase, eventually joined in pursuit by a uniformed constable on foot patrol. That constable was able to nab the man in Palmetto Square. Responding officers from the Criminal Investigation Department rushed to the scene and eventually took charge of the accused, whilst the injured men were taken by ambulance to the Barbados General Hospital, with their injuries later reported to be not serious. Whilst in custody, the accused complained of not feeling well and was taken to a doctor for treatment. However, he was soon brought back to the station and, according to the newspaper, appeared before the District A Magistrates Court in the afternoon that same day, charged for wounding the three men with intent to do grievous bodily harm, as well as for stealing a wallet valued at $2 containing $7 belonging to a female resident of St. Michael. He pleaded not guilty and was remanded in custody over the weekend to appear the following Monday. The incident, occurring as it did on a busy weekday morning in Bridgetown, aroused enough excitement among persons in the area to cause a crowd of onlookers to gather in the courtyard to get a look at the accused as he made his appearance in handcuffs. When some tried to enter the police compound from the courtyard, they were ejected.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.